In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our Lord said to us that in the world we will have tribulation. But then he reassured us and said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, many people in life feel that they have overcome the world. Many people walk around thinking they have overcome the world. And if we put our trust in people, that falls very short. We know that people are imperfect. And we often, as humans, have very great difficulty trying to trust. Whether it's in relationships, in friendships, even within families. Trust is a matter that we have difficulty with. And so when our Lord says to us that he has overcome the world, why should we put our trust in that? There have been many leaders in the world, many prophets, many people of strength, kings, judges, people who, like St. John, were strong. They had a very clear message. Why should we trust in the Lord? Why should we sing praises to the Lord? Why should we proclaim his salvation? The answer is simple. This is not just any man. This was not just a prophet. I have a huge amount of trouble with current theology or even current ways of practice where we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ being our friend, bringing him down to a human level because we say we can relate to him. Now, he already knew this. God already knew that we as humans, with our limited capacity, with our limited understanding, would have a problem communicating with him, dealing with him, understanding him. Because, after all, he's God. We don't see him. He's perfect. He's in a very different place. And so he himself came down to us, took flesh, became the incarnate Word, and dwelt among us to give us not only an example, but to give us an image that we could relate to. He has done that for us. But that image is of the incarnate Word. It is of God in flesh. He remains God while he is man. Our problem then is we always push boundaries. None of you would know about this, of course, because we all stay very safely within boundaries. As humans, we all push boundaries. Someone gives us an inch, we take another, and another, another, and we take a mile. So God already comes 1,000 miles, 1,000,000 miles, by taking flesh and being like us. But still, we have to push it just that little bit further. When we start relating to him just as a friend, we almost recognize that, Lord, we can't come up to you. So we are going to bring you down to us. But I've already come down to you. I've already taken your flesh, taken your nature. I've even taken your suffering. But it's not enough for us, Lord. It's not enough. I want to be able to deal with you like me. But there's a problem with that. We all know that as people growing up, even as people in our workplaces, We need something to aspire to, something to look up to, something to try to reach. We need role models. We need mentors. We need people who disciple us. We need people we learn from. I know that's the way I learned. I learned from people who taught me, because I wanted to learn. But I didn't go to these people and say, you know what, you have to be like me. I aspired to be like them. I still aspire to be like them. So in today's gospel, when St. John says, there is coming one after me who is preferred before me, I'm not even worthy of losing his sandal straps. That's what a difference it is. It's not, hi, my buddy Jesus is coming, so, you know, pay attention to him, he's a really nice guy. This is the Savior of the world. And to remind us, and to remind St. John, and to remind everyone there, and to remind the whole of humanity for the whole of history, through our scriptures, the minute that our Lord humbly walked into the water to be baptized like everybody else, there was a proclamation. The Spirit descended like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. This is not just any man. Don't let the appearance fool you. Don't deal with him like any man. Just because he is humble, don't forget who he really is. Just because he is gracious and giving, don't ignore how much more you can get from him. This is my beloved Son. This is God incarnate. This is God walking among you. So when we deal with him, remember who we're dealing with. For two reasons. First of all, it gives us hope. Because we are dealing with the God of the impossible. With God for whom nothing is out of bounds. He can do everything and anything. He is God, in every sense of the word. He is a worker of miracles and a doer of the impossible. And so it heartens us, it inspires us, it reassures us. The second thing is, it keeps us humble. It makes me think, Lord, you love me so much that you were able, in the midst of all of this, this majesty, this sovereignty, being King of kings, Lord of lords, you were willing to leave all of that and come and look like me? Just so I could deal with you? You would do that for me? I, who sometimes am not willing to deal with others as equals. I look down at people. I'll judge people. I'll be harsh with people. I'll be merciless. Me, who does that, you're really willing to leave your majesty and the glory of your kingdom and come and just tell me that I'm forgiven? And give me new life. It makes us humble. But we realize how important we are. So don't think lightly every time you read this gospel. It's not just a dove descending and a voice from heaven. This is God. This is God before us, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. proclaiming His majesty, assuring us of His love, reassuring us of His mercy, and telling us that He is here just for us. So rather than bringing Him down to us even further, let's make it our mission to rise to Him, to rise above this world, to be like St. John the Baptist, who didn't really want to fit into the world, didn't care what his appearance was. He went and he wore harsh clothes, and he ate simple food. He looked like a fool for Christ. But it didn't matter, because he knew who he was. He knew that he was someone very different, and that he was for him. So let us rise. Just as our God came down to us, let us do our little bit, which comes nowhere near, but just our little bit, to make ourselves better, to aspire to be better, to aspire to rise above this world, to aspire to be as godly as we can be, limited by our own nature, but trying to be perfect, not always getting there, maybe never getting there, but always trying, that in Him we have hope and life. In Him we have a promise that is to be fulfilled. So today and every day, as you go along your business of your life, remember, every time you have fear, every time you lose faith, every time you think the world is stronger than you, remember the incarnate Word who came down for you, who was in the Jordan, and coming out, we saw the majesty of who He really is. This is our beloved God, in whom we seek refuge. This is the God of our salvation. He is the hope of our lives, and He is the light in a world that may appear dark, but can never consume the true light of the living God. And glory be to God forever. Amen.